Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa Real Estate Commission, Public Protection Through Licensing and Regulation. The Iowa Real Estate Commission carries out its mission to protect the public through examination, licensing, and regulation of real estate practitioners. IA real estate professionals operate under this commission's oversight, making its regulatory framework essential to your practice and compliance requirements. Review commission resources at iowa.gov/about/boards/real-estate to stay current on licensing standards. Iowa Real Estate Headlines, iowaassessors.com, online resource for IA property assessment data. iowaassessors.com is a website providing access to Iowa property assessment information. Real estate professionals in IA rely on accurate assessment data for valuations, negotiations, and client guidance. Bookmark at iowaassessors.com/ for quick access to county property assessments across Iowa. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Recorder's Office offers real estate document services. The Iowa County Recorder's Office provides access to vital and military records, passports, DNR licensing, and real estate documents. Real estate professionals in IA rely on county recorder offices to verify property records, process deeds, and ensure clean title transfers. Visit hiowacounty.iowa.gov/ to access real estate documents and recorder services. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Assessor rolls out property tax act races for IA real estate pros. The Iowa County Assessor has published resources to help estimate property taxes and submit real estate inquiries. Accurate property tax estimates and streamlined inquiry tools give IA real estate professionals faster due diligence and clearer client conversations. Bookmark the Iowa County Assessor's property assessment page for quick reference during listing and valuation work. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa County Assessor's Office launches online tools for IA real estate pros. The Iowa County Assessor's Office website provides access to property assessments, tax credits and exemptions, board of review information, and a real estate search tool. Real estate professionals in IA can streamline due diligence, verify property valuations, and identify applicable tax exemptions for clients in Iowa County. Bookmark at iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor/ for quick access to assessments and the real estate search portal. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa County launches online real estate and tax lookup tools. Iowa County, Iowa now offers searchable, database-driven online resources to look up real estate, tax sale, and recorded information. IA real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client service with instant access to official county records. Bookmark Iowa County's real estate portal for quick reference. iowacounty.iowa.gov/real-estate/ Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?